You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Pati XOXO by Han Lynch, and before that we were listening to The Story of Takavi by Vida. Both artists are playing tomorrow night at Whammy Backroom alongside Frau Knotts, and we are joined in the studio by Han Lynch. Morena, kei te pehi akoe, how are you going?
I'm good, thank you so much for having me.
It's nice to see you again.
It is so nice to see you.
I'm really keen to have a kōrero with you because you're such an interesting multidisciplinary artist. I think I first came across your work like in the acting space, in the theatre. But you also do music as well, and we just heard that song from you. You've played on BFM before for Fancy New Band, so you probably aren't unfamiliar to some listeners of Breakfast, but for maybe those who that's the first time they've heard one of your tracks, do you want to introduce the sort of musical side of your artistic persona, Han?
Sure. I play under Han Lynch. My state name is Hannah Lynch. I make music on the guitar, I guess, and I also am trying to like produce stuff. I asked Vida actually what I should say for this when I have to explain what my music is, and she said, "Say that you're trying to play like Howling Wolf and sing like Kelsey Lou."
Beautiful.
So I thought that was quite a good, succinct thing that they said.
Yeah, I think that sums it up quite well. Mm. You've been gigging around the city. We've played a show together, actually,
the two of us.
I think we've played two shows together
now. And they were amazing.
They were spectacular. did you start out in the acting space first, or has music always been something that's like been an undercurrent to your creative practice?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up playing the violin, like
lots
of, you know, kids at primary school and stuff. So I kind of always played music, but then I was so private and embarrassed about it. I would write little songs in my room and stuff. And then after school, I went to Toifkari, the New Zealand Drama School, and started, kind of fell into acting. And so now kind of primarily work as an actor. But then in COVID was kind of like, I want to do some music.
Yeah.
And I just downloaded Ableton because that's what everyone else had, and then was like, let me figure it out. Can't be that hard.
It's a lockdown. You got time.
Yeah.
You got emotions to process.
Absolutely.
So how do you think your work as an actor and as a thespian and on the stage has or plays into what you do musically? Because for people who perhaps have seen you perform, you're a fantastic performer, and it's you and your guitar, but you also have like these really cool backing tracks, and it's cinematic. Do you consciously draw from like the stage when you do music, or is it separate in your mind? What's that like for you?
I think they probably all kind of feel like the same thing in a way. Like maybe there's a Venn diagram and there's a point in the middle, and that's like the beautiful sweet spot of all kind of, I don't know, making or live performance. Strangely enough, I sort of started making music for my partner, who's a choreographer, making scores for her dance work. And so, like, that song, Party, came from a score for her dance show. So there is quite a lot of crossover. Often I'll make something for the stage, and then if I really like it, I'll rework it into my own thing.
Mm.
And then there's the kind of the other line of stuff that I just, like, make on the guitar when I'm sad and lonely.
Aww.
Which is never, obviously.
No, never. You're quite aloof with your recording and putting out of music. Like, the songs we're listening to today, you were just saying that we may never hear them again.
You won't. Oh, no, you might.
Do you have plans to release music anytime in the future, or is it something that's just purely in the moment gig-wise?
I wish I could say that was true, because that's kind of cool, like, purely in the moment. No, I do want to release some stuff. It's just,
I mean, I hope you do.
Yeah, it's just about you know, getting onto it.
Yeah, yeah.
And also being brave, I think.
Yeah,
which is strange.
No, it's not strange at all.
Yeah, I think I have a lot of nervousness about it,
but yeah,
it'll be cool.
Well, I mean, it's easy for people to say as an outsider, but I don't think you should feel nervous about it. Your music rules, and it's fun to watch, and it's fun to listen to. So tomorrow at Whammy Backroom, you're playing alongside Vida and Frau Knotts.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played any shows with these musicians before?
I've played in Vida's band in Pornicki a few times, which is super fun. Vida's dad is, like, kind of, he's the pianist and he arranges everything, so he kind of, it's amazing. He's this amazing musician, John Gibson. And we play together along with Samuel Austin, sometimes other drummers. That was cool. And I play guitar, but it's, like, way too hard for me because she's, like, a jazz musician, so I'm literally on stage, like, tripping out, trying to keep up. But tomorrow, Vida is just playing by themselves. So,
cool.
Yeah.
And Frau Knotts, have you?
I've never played with Frau Knotts. I've actually never even met them.
True.
But they seem cool, and we've been DMing, so they seem really cool.
It's such a great lineup, and I love these shows that Witchy puts on at Whammy Backroom. They're the Dungeon series, and it's always, like, quite new-ish artists, and it's a lineup that just, you know, you maybe wouldn't have thought of straight off the bat, but then it just makes total sense. And it's free.
It's free, guys.
It's free.
So no excuse.
Yeah, go along to Whammy Backroom tomorrow. It's at 9 o'clock. And yeah, it'll be a wonderful night. R18, free music, good for the soul.
Exactly.
Do you have any, we've been talking about your music, but do you have any acting projects on the go that people can come and check out, or has anything been catching your eye recently?
Acting project. At the moment, I'm making a short for Day One. There used to be Someday Stories. Making a short film with a bunch of my friends that's going to be out in July.
Cool.
Called Holy Ghost. Still haven't shot it yet, so still in the zone where I'm like, how can this happen? But it will happen. There will be a short film. That's kind of what I'm doing at the moment. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And the songs that you're going to play tomorrow, when you write, is there, like, a common theme to your music, or is it just whatever comes to you in the moment? What can people expect from a Hun Lynch set?
There are some common themes. I would say a lot of it is kind of, there's quite a lot of queer themes in there.
Nice.
Because I write a lot for my partner, because I love them. And there's some, often me working out things that I don't know how to work out in real life. And at the moment, up front, a lot of that is about kind of religious upbringing and reconciling your adult spirituality or the spirituality that you're reaching for, while also grappling with these experiences and habits and patterns you formed as a young person in the church.
Yeah. Well, but that's what music's for. It's for processing and expressing and sharing. I was just talking to you off mic when we did a show together, like at the start of last year. You gave me a very beautiful piece of advice because I think we were both quite nervous.
We were.
We were at St. Kevin's Arcade, like, ooh, we're about to do a show. And you said, it's just an offering. It's just an offering for the crowd, which I have carried with me. I thought it was beautiful.
I love that. I often say wise words.
You do.
No, I'm joking.
And if you are listening and you want to hear some wise words from Hun Lynch in musical form, Whammy Backroom tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Vita will be playing. Frau Knotts will be playing. Thanks so much for coming up for a kōrero this morning.
Thank you for having me, Zoe. You are so amazing at this. It's wonderful to watch.
Oh, thank you.
It's been so cool.
Well, we're going to jump into one of your tracks, Conan. Any words about this song before we have a listen?
This is a song I wrote for one of my best friends because I love him.
Great. Let's do it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.